This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. America's pandemic outlook seems to be improving as the vaccination drive gains speed. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The nation's now vaccinating about 2.5 million people a day. 70% of those 65 and over have received at least one shot. Average daily COVID deaths are below 1,000 for the first time since November.
The early data are really encouraging.
There's a notable sense of anticipation at White House briefings from CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky and others, but she remains guarded, noting there are still 55,000 new cases a day. She's also bothered by spring break travel. So where do things stand? Dr. Anthony Fauci says he gets one question a lot.
Are we turning the corner?
He says we're at the corner. Whether it gets turned remains to be seen. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Kenya on Wednesday ordered the closure of two sprawling camps that host hundreds of thousands of refugees from neighboring Somalia and gave the UN Refugee Agency just 2 weeks to present a plan to do so. The Dadaab and Kakuma refugee camps in northern Kenya together host more than 410,000 people. Authorities in Nairobi first announced their intention to shut the Dadaab camp, which is closer to the border with Somalia, back in 2016, citing national security concerns. The UNHCR urged Kenya to ensure that those who need protection continue to get it and pledged to keep engaging in a dialogue. Kenya's move comes as relations with Somalia worsen after Mogadishu cut diplomatic ties with Nairobi last December, accusing it of interfering in its internal affairs. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday commented on Europe and the U.S.'s coordinated sanctions against Chinese officials accused of human rights abuses in the far western Xinjiang region. Blinken said that he wants to work with U.S. partners to counter some of China's aggressive and coercive actions.
The onus is really going to be on China to demonstrate that the pledges it's made on forced labor, on state-owned enterprises, on subsidies are not just talk, and that the Chinese government will follow through.
The statement comes after the U.S., EU, Britain, and Canada imposed asset freezes and travel bans on a group of officials and in Xinjiang and part of its administrative authority on Monday. China retaliated by slapping sanctions on 10 Europeans, including lawmakers and academics, and 4 institutions for what Beijing claimed was spreading lies and disinformation. Tain Zaw, a journalist for the Associated Press who was arrested last month while covering a protest against the coup in Myanmar, has been released from detention. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Tain Zaw had been charged with violating a public order law that carries a penalty of up to 3 years imprisonment. He was one of 9 media workers taken into custody during the February 27th street protest in Yangon, the country's largest city, and had been held without bail. About 40 journalists have been detained or charged since the February 1st coup. The Associated Press and many press freedom organizations had called for the release for Tain Zaw and the other detained members of the press. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The bodies of 2 men were found in Australia on Wednesday in cars trapped in floodwaters, the first deaths to be linked to wild weather in recent days. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
The bodies of 2 men were found in separate cars trapped by floodwaters in Sydney's northwest and in the neighbouring state of Queensland. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison flew over many of the affected areas of Sydney on Wednesday and pledged to support those affected by the disaster.
The damage will indeed be great, and the government will be supporting each and step of the way as we go through the clean-up and the recovery process in partnership with the New South Wales government.
Torrential rain has sparked flash flooding, bulging rivers and major dam overflow. More than 40,000 people have been forced to evacuate.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. A skyscraper-sized container ship has become wedged across Egypt's Suez Canal and blocked all traffic in the vital waterway, an extraordinary event that experts said they had never heard of happening in the canal's 150-year history. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.